This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. Now, this is episode 125. This is Transformers Age of Extinction from 2014. We're continuing now. Mark Wahlberg is part of this franchise. Continuing the month. Right. Yeah. With that said, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, how long has it been since you've seen Age of Ultron? Age of Extinction. Yeah.
I saw this at the theater and then now. I never watched it again. Before we even review it, just so you guys know, when I did watch it at the theater, I was just starting up my YouTube channel. If you go to Netflix Movie Reviews on YouTube, this is one of my first reviews that I did. And I gave it like a 7 out of 10. Now, this was 8 years ago, so we'll see if it changed. Oh. I like to give some background. We'll see if it changed.
All right, so there you have it. For me, I can't give you history because it's the first time me watching this movie.
First time watch.
Yes. That's right. So with that said, you guys are new to the channel, whether you're listening on the podcast or watching us on YouTube. You guys know how we do it here. We're going to give you guys our box office numbers, Rotten Tomatoes scores, right into our actual movie reviews. So with that said, let's get to some box office numbers for Transformers Age of Extinction from 2014. Starting off with domestic $245 million. International $858 million for a worldwide total of $1.1 billion, just like the last movie, on a budget of $210 and domestic opening of $100 million.
You know what? And we'll get into it maybe a little more in the review, yeah. But this is, again, China. I know I said it last time. This movie is made for China. And I'm going to explain why when we get to the review. But it worked. I mean, they made $800 million overseas. And I would wager to say 500 plus probably came from China. I'm not going to look it up, but you guys can look it up. See if I'm wrong. I bet it's in the ballpark of that.
In China?
Yep. Specifically.
I'm going to give it to you right now.
I'm going to say ballpark, which means, you know, give or take a little bit.
China, 301 million.
Okay, so I was off a little bit. But 301 is a lot. It made up almost half of the international market. And it made more in China than it did here. Yeah. So it worked. All right, but what do those critics think about it? And what do the people think about it? Now, the critics absolutely hated this movie. Now, this is the lowest one so far, which I know we haven't reviewed it yet. But this is wrong because Transformers 2 is the worst. This has a 17% on Rotten Tomatoes from critics. Audiences starting to give it what the old critics used to give it. They gave it a 50. So this one split right down the middle. Half people at least think it's positive. Half people negative. Yeah, it's a split right down the middle. But critics, no. Critics don't like this.
Yeah, I mean, look, we keep discussing it. We're 125. I am not surprised. We're up to 4 movies into this franchise, and the critics are not budging whatsoever. And it looks like the audience is now starting to take effect. Yeah, so.
yeah.
All right, guys, so we gave you guys the box office numbers. We gave you guys the Rotten Tomato scores. Now it's time to throw all that crap out the window and give you guys our honest movie reviews on Transformers Part 4. So with that said, when I start off the movie, lead character, Mark Wahlberg with his character.
Cade Yeager.
There you go, Cade Yeager. Sounds like a beer.
Sounds like a beer. Sounds like a action movie name. Cade Yeager. All right. We're no longer with my boy Sam Witwicky. Me and Alex, we both love the Sam Witwicky. You know, overall, he did a great job. He did his thing. This almost feels like a whole new series, right? Like, it almost seems like the first 3 movies are a franchise, and now this is like starting a new one. Because even the way it starts, and even when Optimus is introduced, like, it just seems like a totally different movie. That being said, Mark Wahlberg is very Mark Wahlbergy in this, and it's fine. I'm a fan of his, so it doesn't bother me. You know, like some actors, people are like, well, he always plays similar, and this is one of those, but I tend to like him. Like, I think he's likable on screen. You know what I mean? And he's likable in this role. The problem is the role is just not that interesting. Like, why is this, at least Sam Witwicky, there was a purpose to why he was involved with the Transformers, because his granddad found him and it had the glasses with the thing. They sought him out. This guy's just kind of sheer luck that he's even involved with the Transformers. You know what I mean? And because of that, there's a lot less stakes for the character. I like the character. I do. I like the character because I like the relationship with the daughter. By the way, I hate the daughter and I hate the boyfriend in this movie. They're horrible. But I like him in the relationship. You know, he wants to protect his kid. He wants to make sure she can, you know, go to college and have food, and she has rules because the mom died. And I kind of like that stuff. But as far as within the scope of like the main storyline, he doesn't really have much to do. Like, he just sort of accidentally fell into this. I gave him a 2.5. I feel like in the middle of our five, I'm right in the middle. Like, I've seen worse and I've seen much better. The performance is okay, but ultimately Sam Witwicky was better. Sam Witwicky was way better.
Well, I mean, he was a teenager, right? So like, he got a car, yeah. He got Bumblebee. Where
he was funny.
Yeah. So Mark, well, all right, I gotta say, you're right. After the three movies we're following from a teenager, now they decide to, because me and my wife sat down, we put this on, and the first question she asked me was, is this a reboot? And I was like, I do not know where we're going with this. They never even hinted at Sam Witwicky or at all.
Nope.
Like, they never even brought his character up. They never even talked about Megan Fox or anybody. So I guess this is like a soft reboot of the franchise.
There's zero human characters from the first three in this movie.
Yeah. So I guess it's like a soft reboot of the franchise. Yeah. So anyway, with that said, I enjoyed him. I liked him in this movie. The only thing, I agree with you, if they never introduced the daughter into this movie. I am not a fan of this. And again, Dirty Old Man Bay is back. Because this is the fourth movie in, and I cannot take this guy no more. Dirty Old Man Bay, bro.
Little shorts. She shows up. She's supposed to be 17.
Let me just tell you something. I don't know how they could allow this to happen. Like, she's 17 years old, which I was like, this is not cool for her. Like, it's just not cool. Two, when the friend is walking through the street, hot women is walking near, and again, they're wearing some low-cut clothes, and I'm like, what is going on with this? And I'm not liking it, and I'm beginning to hate Michael Bay now. I'm not going to lie to you, bro. It's so weird, because now that when I go back to see other movies, am I going to see the same thing with females, the way he's showing them on camera? Anyway, that's not the point of this lead character. Mark Wahlberg. Liked him as a dad. I think he should have just stayed as the inventor and stumbled. I love the whole he stumbled upon Optimus Prime. Mm-hmm. You know what? He's a junker. Awesome. Cool. I was like, that's cool. The daughter thing didn't fly with me. The race car driver boyfriend did not even work at all. His friend that betrayed him or whatever called in for the ransom money, whatever. And it was annoying as hell.
TJ Miller.
He was annoying. I was like, oh, I would have hit you with a bat. Just annoying. Mark Wahlberg, to me, I liked him. He was fun. Does he fit the universe as the character? I can say no, because I was so used to the teenager with the robots. It was cool. Mark Wahlberg is already an adult in this one. He's a father. So it kind of felt kind of weird. I thought it would have been better if they did it as a military guy, like an ex-military guy, and Optimus found him by mistake. And he was like the same people from the first movie that helped out. You know what I mean? Like a new character. But anyway, that said, I gave him a 3. I thought he was good.
Fair.
The main villain.
Okay. So this movie got too many villains. There's like 5 villains in this movie. I don't like movies with multiple villains.
Yeah.
Unless it is a main villain and like a henchman or like a side villain. Okay, like Batman Returns. That has 2 villains, right? But the Penguin is the main villain.
Yeah.
Catwoman is almost like introduced and then she's kind of, but she's not, it's not like 2 storyline main. This has like 4, right? Because you got Kelsey Grammer. Grammer's a villain. He's a human villain. And then he has his henchman guy. I kind of like that guy though. Honestly, he looks like that guy that he plays in this movie. He looks tough. I believe him. But Kelsey Grammer, then you got Galvatron, who's also actually Megatron still. We still can't get rid of Megatron. Like, bro, how many times they cut off his head and they decide to use Megatron's head as like, of all the dead robots, there was Ironhide was dead. Why didn't they get Ironhide's head and use that for Galvatron? Why wouldn't they get any other person besides the most evil of all the robots to use for their thing? And it's Galvatron in name only. It's Megatron. And then you got the Lockdown. I think his name is.
Yeah.
The green. Mm-hmm. He looks cool as hell, by the way. He has the best design in the whole movie.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Remember when me and you talked about it? Because the original cartoon had faces. I think they perfected it with this.
He looked great.
You know what? You could have did Optimus Prime with a face now because they figured it out how to translate it. But yeah.
Lockdown. If he was just the only villain, I would have gave this a very high score. He's awesome. But he ends up being, it's literally 3 and all 3 of them are like major villains. So, but Lockdown is cool. I don't really like his stupid robot dogs. but I like his design. I like the green eyes. It's almost neutral, right? Mm-hmm. Like all the Decepticons have red, all the Autobots have blue, and he has green. He's like, I'm not neither of you guys. Y'all are idiots. And he looks super cool. So I had to give it a two because it's too many. It's too many of them. None of them are like, none of them. If it was locked down, it would have been a four and a half maybe. But because he's like there, and then he's almost also controlled kind of by Kelsey Grammer, and I don't care for the political like type villain like this. And then Megatron Galvatron is kind of, he looks goofy. I hate the way he looks, by the way, too, with all the little cubes. I don't know. I wasn't a fan of the villain overall, like because it's so many of them. So I gave it a two.
Well, I'm sorry, my friend. I gave it a one.
Don't be sorry. That's okay.
The Kelsey Grammer as a bad guy did not work for me. I'm sorry.
I like him too much.
No, he's good. I mean, he's a good actor. Yeah, he's a good actor. It was not a believable thing. I mean, this guy is operating on his own. The United States government don't know what the hell he's doing. This guy is just on a whim destroying good guys just because they Chicago. And guess what? They go back to the Chicago and destroy it again. So I'm like, what is going on with this movie? I'm like, you guys are destroying Chicago all over again.
Why they hate Chicago so much? Hate Chicago?
It's weird. They talk crap about Chicago, but then they go back to Chicago and destroy it. And it's like, it's such a double negative. That's so weird. But anyway, I did not like how Grammer. I like the henchman bad guy, whatever. He looked cool. And I was like, all right, the robots, the Galvatron, whatever, slash whatever. He was cool. I gotta say, he was cool.
And Stinger. That was the other one.
Stinger was awesome. I'm not gonna red Bumblebee. Yeah, he whooped his butt. He said, that was a cute moment. I like Stinger, but my man locked down. Oh, he turned into
a Lamborghini.
Yes, he was a gray Lambo, baby. That dude was awesome. I agree. When he turned into the gun.
The face gun?
Yeah, the face gun. Bro. I said, this dude locked down, got me locked down into this movie. Every time he was on the screen, Lockdown commanded the screen, but it was the weakest part of the movie because he was surrounded by buffoons of Galvatron, Stinger, the human buffoons that are trying to kill the good guys I understand their reasoning, but doesn't make sense because the even the president doesn't even know what the hell's going on with this organization.
When that dude shows up and is like, hey, the president wants to meet with you, and the guy pretty much tells him no. You don't just say no to the president. You don't just say no.
I never thought of that. He did say no to the
president. He's like, nah, we're not going to go. Yeah. And he's like, okay, well, I'll just tell him the mission's going good. Okay.
Yeah, I'm good. Right.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm good. But I didn't like it. I'm sorry. It's the weakest point for me on the film is the villains.
I agree.
But yeah, I gave it a one. All right. Action sequence.
Both of my points are for Lockdown. we got brought down so much by the other one. Okay. Action. This is the movie where what your fear of the other movies is starting to take hold, because I think this is the one that doesn't have any very awesome, distinct moments of action, in my opinion. If you think about it, we could point out moments in the first three, even two, which is a terrible movie. Like the forest fight with Optimus and Megatron is like super cool. Part three, when Optimus goes crazy and sliding down the thing and the humans flying and they had moments. This is just like, at this point, I don't think Michael Bay could think of anything super cool to do action wise. That's not to say the action's bad. It's just, it's getting repetitive at this point. I did like when the race car guy comes in and hits the guy with the tire in the face. Like, that was pretty funny. I like that scene when Optimus jumps out the barn and he's fighting with all the guys at the, you know, like at the Jaeger household.
Yeah.
And then Lockjaw standing over like on the silo and just shoots some missiles and blows up the house. Like, that scene is honestly, it's smaller scale than everything else. And it's probably the best one because this one is just it's too big. It's too loud. And it's too, and the dinosaur, like this was an excuse to introduce the Dinobots, and it's very stupid. You know, there's dinosaurs in this at the beginning for no reason. Like, they showed up and made them into metal, and I'm like, what the? I mean, this is storyline, but you know, there's explosions, so it's action. Like, what is this? This thing turns into, I did like when my man TJ Miller got blasted by that grenade, and he just turns into like burnt flesh. Again, Lockdown. Lockdown had all the coolest action moments. So I'm going to give it a four. I don't think it's bad. I just think now where I gave the other ones fives, I don't know if anything is going to, this is not better than any of those or equal to. It's starting to get repetitive. So who knows? Part five might be even a three. I don't remember it, but we'll see.
I gave the action a three. I thought it was good action. And the thing is that it kept me on the edge of my seat, right? Like, because this is new. This is new to me, everyone. So it's not like I saw this already. So this is the first time you're watching. But I was in the edge of my seat with this movie. I mean, all the Transformer movies do, because they do good sequences that you're like, wow, this one had good sequences. The problem is that we've seen a lot of it in Chicago in the first three, the third movie, Dark of the Moon, was took place in Chicago, because the Battle of Chicago. And it was the same thing. They're flying in these awesome things and, you know, they're trying to walk from one thing to another, which they did the same thing in the building, but this time they're on a...
They also copied the scene where the people are flying and they catch them in midair. They did that in the last movie.
Yes. Yeah, they did that. And I had to deduct points. And I didn't want to. To be honest with you, I thought this action was better than part two. I thought it was way better than... I was invested in this one more than part two. But it's just... I hate repetitive. And this one was repetitive. And I was like, damn, this kind of sucks. The battle on the highway was repetitive. Because it was the same thing, right? They're all driving, and then the bad guys are coming from the other side, and then all of a sudden, you gotta go faster, faster! And I'm like, dude, we just seen this in like every freaking movie! Yeah. And then an explosion happened, and then they all transform, and then they blow out of the cars, and then they grab them, roll them into the choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo into the car again and blast off. It was repetitive. And this is my gripe. And this deducted a point was this alone. And I hope... You agree with me. Mark Wahlberg walks into my man Lockdown ship, which is the ship of the Transformers, right? It's a good guy ship, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Goes into the armory, right? Grabs a Transformers weapon, and all of a sudden is a human size. I said, dude, these robots are like 150 feet tall. Their guns are like 100 feet wide, and his weapon is an actual size of a sword. Held by a human. I was like, there is no way that he could hold a Transformers weapon. There is no way. I understand he's a human, but there was no way to scale.
Not only that, most of the other ones, they're like the guns and stuff are like part of their bodies. Usually. Yeah. Well, like, why do they even have those?
But remember,
separate guns.
Right, but remember when Optimus turns into his back of the armory truck?
He grabs... but that adds like some jets and a sword and a... But like, so maybe him with a gun, but...
Yeah, he grabbed a sword gun. Yeah. And my thing is the damn thing is the size of a human. I'm like, wait a minute. I was like, these Transformers are freaking gigantic. I was like, how the hell does their swords just shrink on whim? Anyway, that was my biggest growl. I was like, nah, there ain't no damn way. This is my man climbing to grab a human-sized weapon in a Transformers thing. Anyway, I gave it a three. I thought it was good action. Storyline.
All right. It's not good. Now, it's just, you know what the problem with this movie is? I'm not going to give it the one, because to me, Transformers 2 is the one of all of these. It's so bad. It's nonsensical. This movie's not nonsensical. It's just really boring. Like, first of all, why is it almost 3 hours long? Nothing happens in this movie for huge... They're in this stupid Transformer ship for like 30 minutes in this like ship. And nothing... You could tell it's a lot of filler. Like, they just wanted to fill as much stuff as they can. You got the John Goodman robot, like getting the alien slime on him. And, you know, and then he's like, I'm going to shoot him. Boom, he shoots him. But what is this? This is nothing to do with anything, you know? The scene with the cables, like it just goes on for... Everything goes on forever. And you don't get the first action scene, like when Optimus wakes up, it's like 38 minutes into the movie. So that means I had 38 minutes of just talking, but not relevant. It didn't really mean anything. You know what I mean? So while it makes sense, so I won't knock it for not making sense, it's just, it feels very stretched. You know what I mean? Like they had a thin story. They had like an 85 minutes worth of movie story, but they stretched it into 2 hours and 45 minutes. So it just gets really boring. I hated the president thing. That's why I brought it up. Like, it's unrealistic, first of all. If you're a government guy and the president's like, I want to talk to you, you're not going to tell him, nah, I'm just going to keep doing what I want. That ain't going to happen. And I know this is a movie full of robots and it's not realistic, but if you're going to have human people, at least... Oh, also, the worst bit of writing in the whole movie, got to be Transformium. That's the best thing they could think of to call the little cubes. Transformium, this is like Avatar levels of stupid, where they called that stuff unobtainium. because it's hard to obtain. This is Transformium because it transforms. You get it? It's very, very, very stupid. Yeah, it's a bad write. That's called bad writing, in my opinion. And I hate this. I hate the freaking the daughter's boyfriend. And his whole involvement is stupid. He's annoying. He's so annoying the whole movie. I hated him the first time I saw this. And I hate him even more now that I'm older. I got a little older. I hate him more. I agree with Mark Wahlberg. This guy got to go. He's a creep. He's with his little Romeo and Juliet law thing. I'm like, ew, that don't be disgusting, bro. Just because you met her when you were younger, she's still underage. It's disgusting. I gave it a 2. It's pretty bad, but it's not bad as part 2. So it makes sense. It's just not a lot of meat on the bone here.
Yeah, I gave the movie a 2 for decent. Yeah. I thought the storyline in a nutshell was okay. It was a popcorn flick. I mean, that's what we're paying for. In terms of, I did not like the beginning of them introducing the new characters. I thought him doing the invention thing and he's arguing with his daughter because he can't pay for this and he can't pay for that. That was so useless. Yeah. Because the whole movie is called Transformers. So I felt like we were watching like another movie until Optimus. He found Optimus and it didn't work. And he's like, I'm going to get lucky one day. And then he finds Optimus at a movie theater. And yeah. I don't know. It just did not work for me, to be honest with you. That didn't work for me in terms of the storyline. The storyline with the government killing all these, hunting down all the cool. And this, you know what got me mad? They killed all the best Transformers. The Target car. I liked him because he was always
Ratchet.
Aggressive.
Yeah. Huh? Ratchet
was my
He was dude. In all the other movies. He gets murdered.
Yeah, so it was like, damn. I was like, that kind of sucks. And you're right. I don't know. It just did not work for me. So I got a question.
Where did these other ones come from? Where was this Asian Japanese robot in the other three movies?
Because they were
hiding. How do they keep showing up? They just keep showing. Where were they when Chicago was going down? Where were they when they needed them in the freaking desert in part 2? Why is there 19,000 Decepticons and every movie has 5 Autobots and then some of them die and then they all of a sudden there's more Autobots? I don't get it.
I agree with you. One thing I hated was the damn Dinobots. Let me tell you, that was the most waste of film sequence.
Yeah. The Dinobots are cool, but not in this movie.
It just didn't make sense. First of all, it didn't make sense, right? Because I was like, what the hell? Like, he was like, I gotta go and talk. And I was like, okay, cool. And then when he gets there, he goes, follow me if you want to, whatever. And then he starts fighting them. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? And then all of a sudden, he's like on it. He's like, to Chicago. And he's like,
looks like Woody riding Rex from Toy Stories.
He just, and you know what's crazy? I swear I thought I was going to freaking die laughing. He's like this, right? And then the other scene, he takes the sword and he whacks the back. He's like whacking it. And I was like, it's a robot. Like, where is it going? And he's like, yah, yah.
This is weird.
It's weird. One of the stupidest scenes. And then when he gets there, they are destroying the crap out of this one section of Chicago with a T-Rex. And I was like, this is bad writing in a nutshell. So anyway, I gave it a 2 overall.
So overall, I think this is not that great. I definitely would not give it a 7 again. I find myself, even with the negatives, and the main negative for me, honestly, is it's way too long. The movie's too long. Like, it has no business being 2 hours and 45 minutes. There's not enough story to... There's so many parts where, like, my eyes started to just, like, glaze over because they're just doing nothing for too long. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just staring at the screen, and then all of a sudden, I snap out of it, and they're at a different part. Too much of that. It's too much of that. However, the action scenes are entertaining enough, like they're watchable. I almost want to put this in the watchable crap category. Like, the score's not high, but like, I didn't regret it. It's just, it's too long. If it was like 20 minutes shorter, like the other movies, I'd be a little more, I think it's a little more watchable. It's definitely better than part 2. Oh, and what I was going to say at the top, the China stuff. You know, this was made for China because the movie opens, it doesn't just say Texas, right? When they show Kate driving, it says Texas, USA, as if the people in America don't already know that Texas is one of their states. This is clearly for foreign markets to know that Texas is a part of USA. And then like the whole last 45 minutes is in China, or an hour almost.
Yeah.
It's all in China. They go to China. There's the Chinese assistant girl. She was cast simply because, like, I remember when this came out, it was a whole thing. They wanted that Chinese money and they got it. Apparently made $300 million over there. So it felt forced. It didn't feel like a natural progression. I gave it a 2.5. I think it's fine. Like, I can watch it. It's too long. And also, I love Stanley Tucci. Stanley Tucci's in this, and I love Stanley Tucci and everything. So I liked him in this too. But yeah, it's bottom tier of the Transformers movie, but it's still better than two.
You know, it's funny. I'm going to surprise you. I gave it a 3 for good. I was entertained. I thought it was an overall entertaining movie. The storyline was dumb, but honestly, I was, you know, when it, you were there for hours. I just felt like this thing was forever, but it didn't feel way longer than two. Two felt like we were watching Lord of the Rings, the extended cut. I was just like, this is ongoing. But this one was entertaining. I enjoyed it for what it was, but still, it's not up there in the Transformers film. But Mark Wahlberg was pretty good. Since this is his month, he was pretty good in the role. Total points.
13 out of a 25 for me. It's fine. It's like one of those fine movies. I hate that I own part two. I don't hate that I own this one. So it's fine. 13.
I gave it a 12. It's a 12. 12?
Okay.
Yeah.
It's fine. 12.
Yeah, no, you know. Tell the people what's coming up next.
Okay, so coming up next, we are going to be our next episode wrapping up. It's not our last Mark Wahlberg movie in general, but wrapping up Mark Wahlberg month with Four Brothers, John Singleton directed movie. And then next week, we wrap up Transformers officially, which also stars Mark Wahlberg, Transformers The Last Night. I know a movie you've never seen, a movie I have seen exactly one time, and I was at the theater, and I haven't watched it since. So I don't even remember. All I know is Anthony Hopkins is in it. I remember that. So Anthony Hopkins shows up in a Transformers movie. That happens. So we'll be checking those out and letting you know what we think.
There you have it, guys. If you want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called NateFlix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, go to www.youtube.com/levelsofgeeks. If you want to follow us on our audio podcast, you guys could go to iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, anywhere you listen to your podcast format on. Search for Action Movie Guys, subscribe, hit the like buttons, give us a rating. And of course, on the social media outlet, go to Twitter at Levels of Geeks. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Nate Flix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.